on the ship, and then the ship itself. And you will be stranded on an island in the rain. The good news is that you will all be shipwrecked together. Or the angel may have said, Paul, I have some good news and some bad news. The good news is that everyone on board will live. The bad news is that everyone on board will live. Consider these 276 persons who share this tiny little vessel on the raging sea. They are sailors, soldiers, prisoners, and passengers. All together, they come from different social stations, different points in the far-flung Roman Empire, and have differing and sometimes competing interests. This is not a morality tale of building trust and discovering friendship. Just as they are approaching land with the end to their travail now in sight, the soldiers are prepared to kill the prisoners, and the sailors plot to abandon ship. In the midst of all of these divisions and competing interests, God has only one word in the matter. It will be everyone, or it will be no one. So it is that those aboard this ill-fated ship have lost everything except one another. They aren't up a creek without a paddle. They don't even have the canoe. Still, God's word remains. All you will have is each other.
Dollars spent annually on pet food by Europeans and Americans, $17 billion. Dollars it would take annually to provide basic education for all children worldwide, $6 billion. Dollars spent annually in Japan for business entertainment, $35 billion. Dollars it would take annually to provide clean water and sanitation worldwide, $9
billion. We live under the illusion of separation. Our economy grows through the promotion of self-interest. Various political and corporate agendas are advanced by playing one constituency off of another. We want to build a bubble of safety around ourselves to keep the bad news from our doors and the vast, insatiable spendotainment throwaway consumption industrial complex conspires with us in the building. But we can't pretend much longer that we don't hear it. Like a muffled drumbeat, like a small unwanted interruption, like spidery cracks in the plaster. It seems that this little spaceship of a planet on which we were all passengers is in some trouble. Whether measured by environmental.
Percentage of species of amphibians threatened with extinction, 30. Percentage of birds, 13. Coniferous trees, 25. Species of mammals, 25.
Economic.
Number of uninsured Americans, 47 million. Dollars spent annually on weapons worldwide, 780 billion. Numbers, dollars needed to provide annual basic health care and nutrition worldwide, $13 billion.
Or political?
Debt ceiling, anyone?
The clock is ticking. The bubble has burst. The account, as of Tuesday, will be overdrawn. The wolf is at the door. The game is up, and our options are narrowing. Our illusions vanishing. Here is the bad news and the good news. The bad news is this. All we have is each other. The good news is that all we have is each other. The luxury of separation has long since slipped from us. The illusion that we can put our own interests above the common good is proving deadly, not just for some of us, but for all of us. So it is that God's word comes to us over the raging of the storm. I am the God of all of you, not of some of you. All you have is each other. So it is that faith should be something that turns us towards one another. Otherwise, it will be no good to us now. The only way to begin the healing is together. The only way to rebuild, repair, repent, restore is together. This is the only miracle we get. I am the God of all of you, not of some of you. All we have is each other. Let us learn and let us remember. Amen.